Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stephen, and we are worried about both of us being here in California, although today's my last day for the winter restus. You know how they have the summer solstice? This
yes.
is the winter restus.
You're back to workus?
No, I'm back to driving across the country again for a 10-day clip. Starting out today, I'll be in Tucson tonight.
This is a personal question, but yes. How's your rear end? Because when you and I were together and we drove to San Diego, your rear end was hurting. I can't imagine what it's going to feel like after 10 days.
I found a fellow this week who is a master at myotherapy, muscular therapy, and it hurt a lot what I got done yesterday and the day before, but it seems to have affected how the nerves are in my leg. I'll report to you on Monday how it's working. How's
okay, that sounds good. I'm worried about your rear end.
My leg sticking out the window of the car.
Yeah.
As I'm traveling eastbound on the Interstate 10.
Speaking of that, you want to hear a funny story?
About somebody sticking their foot out the car window, of course.
We'll get to the news, because I know that's
yes.
important.
That is important, yes.
Speaking of legs out the window, so I've been MIA from you, Dougie, because I've been just like kind of riding back up on this other job that I've had to do. And
right.
I went to get in my car yesterday. And you ever know the guy that parks so close to your door
that you can't
yes. get into your car?
I had one of those this week myself, yes.
Because they've actually parked diagonally mm-hmm. in their parking spot. Well, happens to me. And so I get into the passenger side. I'm thinking for a minute, I'm like, am I going to wait for this guy? Like, how am I going to find this person? This is a big office building with a big parking lot. I'm wearing a skirt, of
yeah.
course, not
always
a long
are.
Skirt,
right.
and I'm wearing heels. So I'm like, I'm going to have to climb
always
over.
Are. Yep.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
So I dumped those heels off, and I made the big climb. One leg over first, next leg over second.
Really?
But if there was a camera going, Dougie, I'm pretty sure that I can't run for president.
One of those deals, eh?
Oh, one of those deals.
There's a flutter of imagination.
Sharon Stone and Body, whatever that movie
right.
was.
Right, okay. Everybody start using your imagination as we move into it. Here's something that also requires a little bit of imagination.
Yes.
Imagine living in a state where there has been a four-year drought, and the governor says you can't water your lawn anymore, you can't do anything. This is the same state, by the way, that encouraged a private enterprise to build a desalinization plant, which was done off the coast of Santa Barbara, and then promptly the state, when it opened, shut it down
right.
because of concerns about environmental issues. What kind of moronic? Why don't you give us an overview, because I'm the part-time Angelian in California, and you're the full-timer, as to what the governor has done and the impact, the practical side of this, which doesn't seem very practical to me at all.
Right. Well, it's really weird. California likes to spend a lot of money, and any time that there is a tragedy, they use it as an excuse. And we've seen this. We saw this with 9/11. Whenever there is a tragedy, the government uses it as an excuse, both sides, to take away your liberties and to tax you more.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what we are seeing firsthand with Jerry Brown. He went out to the Sierra Nevada mountains, and he was supposed to be measuring snow to see what the snowpack was. Well,
you brought
he's
a
sitting.
Yardstick with him?
Yeah, that's what they do. They do it every year. I had no idea. Apparently, it's a thing that governors do. They go out and they stick their stick in the ground and go, you know, 5 inches. Well, no snow. He's sitting in the middle of a grassy meadow, and
well,
he's in there.
He had to go out there to figure that out. He's not too smart.
And he's like, I'm sitting in the middle of dry grass. Jerry Brown is so funny when he talks. So he's sitting in the middle of dry grass. He says, you know what? Last week, I called for a $1 billion drought program. That wasn't enough. So now what we're going to do is 25% sweeping cuts. This is going to be mandatory cuts. And what this means especially is for like state and government buildings, college campuses, cemeteries, golf courses, they won't be allowed to water like they normally do. So your Aunt Matilda is going to be resting in a big old dirt clod now. The state of California.
I don't think it's going to make too much difference to Aunt Matilda, frankly.
That's right. She probably doesn't care. But you know what? Your Uncle Joe, who likes to go golfing, probably is going to be a little ticked off that his grass isn't green and nice like it used to be. But this, these sweeping cuts, the 25% sweeping cuts, are supposed to go into effect immediately. Mm-hmm. And there, you know, there's so many other options, Dougie, and you know this. You brought up desalinization.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, that's a no-brainer. Why isn't that being done?
Because
no one come up. I haven't heard one person so far when that question is asked come up with a good
answer. Who said why we
answer.
Can't? Well, we just can't. And then the other one, which we've actually done in L.A. Now, I was just a baby, and you probably were not living here yet. But in the 70s, we had a drought, believe it or not, just as historically bad as this one. Mm-hmm. Even though they'd like you to believe this was the worst one ever, this one in the 70s was just as bad. And Jerry Brown, or not Jerry Brown at the time, I think he had just come in, but
he was governor 30 years ago.
Yeah, so it could have been right around his time. They seeded the clouds, Doug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it rained so much, and we got so much water, it ended the drought, number one. But number two, people started suing everybody because of flood damage.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they won't seed the clouds, because they're afraid it's going to rain too much.
How about
much.
They just do a moderate seed instead of a full-blown?
Exactly.
What
half a seed.
What is the matter with these people?
But there's so many options, and instead, they're going to put all these impositions on your life. And the funny thing is, this $1 billion that he's put aside for this emergency cutback program, $40 million of it goes into flood control.
Great. When there's not
there's
enough
no
water.
Flooding.
You're gonna
there's no water. We're not even getting a sprinkle.
Ding, ding, ding.
So ridiculous.
All right. So the drought situation means if there's a 25% mandatory cutback, instead of me taking a 4-minute shower, I got to take a 3-minute shower.
Right.
It sounds to me like. And Charlotte has to take
smart.
A 3-minute bath instead of a 4-minute bath.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very important. Okay. So there's the situation in California. We'll review some of the other stories that have made it that Jennifer may not have had her way with yet as we work our way through the morning. It's Friday, hello, the 3rd of April on the Good Day program. For those of you who would like to work on your teeth just a bit, your T-E-E-T-H, your teeth, how would you like to take a risk-free challenge to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes by using power swabs? Now, you got to get the product first, and you get it pretty easily by dialing 800-281-6829. How many of you honestly look in the mirror in the morning or maybe at night or any time during the day and you don't open your mouth to smile because you don't want to see your yellow teeth? You have that problem. You want to fix that problem. You want to do it safely. The toothpaste that you buy that are whiteners and the strips and all that, well, the strips are messy. And the whiteners in the toothpaste are actually those little eensy teensy
plastic
pearls that they put in the toothpaste and other things to exfoliate your skin with. They put it into into soaps, but on your toothbrush or on your in your toothpaste, that stuff will clean the yellow away, absolutely, but also takes your enamel away. So a few weeks of using that stuff and you won't have any much left of the outer side of your teeth. You don't want to do that. You instead want to call 800-281-6829 for power swabs. This is a wonderful way to get your teeth whiter, 2 shades whiter in just a few minutes, 6 shades whiter in just a few days. The 5-minute challenge I was talking about is something that happens when you put the stuff on. You watch your teeth for 5 minutes and see you can do before your very eyes. The teeth will change. So if you're not happy, I want you to be happy. 800-281-6829. Take the challenge. Try power swabs. Use it. Put it on. 5 minutes later, you go back and you'll see how white your smile can be. Call now to get it risk-free. 800-281-6829. And when you call, ask for the Stain Out Quick Stick. They'll give you one of those, or maybe a couple of them, depending on how nice you are, as an extra bonus. The Stain Out Quick Stick, you can use that anytime you're out and about. You put it on your teeth, and your teeth will be whiter and shinier. It's all part of the hygiene that you know you deserve and you want. Power swabs and related material, 800-281-6829.
Do you want to learn how to earn commissions of up to 20% by laundering millions of foreign dollars? Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's email security solutions keep email phishing attacks like this from entering your business network and any valuable data from leaking out. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about stopping email-borne threats, visit barracuda.com/email.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on SKU 300469 in store and online as 328 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Here to bring you greater happiness on your Friday. It's Good Friday, in fact. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn. So are you, you're not a member of the C&E crowd. You go to church more often than that, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, all right. So
C&E plus some.
Christmas and Easter is what C&E stands for, boys and girls, in case you didn't know that. So Easter is this weekend. Today's Good Friday.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean to you? What are you going to do? And I ask this question of everyone who's listening. You're celebrating Easter. It's also Passover. Passover is over. Is it tonight or tomorrow night?
I think it's tonight.
Tonight. Okay. All right. So we can have, at least you can have more authority. I have no credibility because I don't believe in this stuff anymore. I just think that it's nice to have a nice bright holiday to welcome in spring, sort of. That's the way.
Today is not the bright holiday. Today is the day.
No, today is dead day.
Right. Today is the day that Jesus was put to death on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this is probably, aside from Easter, maybe the second most important holiday for Christians, definitely.
From birth to death.
Mm-hmm. And you do the Stations of the Cross today. Yeah, absolutely. And then resurrection on Sunday. So.
See, I do believe that we have life after death. I believe in the continuation of life. And it has different interpretations depending on who you talk to. I think Jesus was an amazing man, great healer. And so people, this, all of the stuff, the mysticism, if that's what it is, it wraps itself around, did he or didn't he? Did the disciples steal his body and take it away, or did his body actually go someplace? It's a fascinating story. And sort of helps to underscore, underline what people want to think about Jesus, who was, I think, no matter how you look upon him, he was an extraordinary man. Yes or no?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I believe he was a savior. I believe he was more than an extraordinary man. I do believe that, I mean, it's my faith. I do believe that he is the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe a lot of people were threatened by him when he was here on earth. And, you know, you can see what happens. I mean, there's many lessons to be learned from his plight in our everyday life. But did you happen to see O'Reilly's movie, Killing Jesus, which
I
has
did
been
not.
Super successful? I taped it because it's going to re-air tonight.
Yeah.
But apparently it brought in, I mean, it just broke all kinds of ratings on Nat Geo.
Mm-hmm.
My mom watched it and said it was a little boring. And I said, well, what were you expecting?
It's exciting watching a guy get nailed to a cross.
Yeah,
there's that
nice.
Movie. There's another movie. I think, is it a television special or is it a movie? It's a TV.
AD, yeah, the butt. Yeah. Is that the one you're talking
right,
about?
Right, yeah, I think so. That's a mm-hmm. big deal this weekend as well.
Yep. And right. on Easter, I noticed the Ten Commandments. If you want to go old school, Ten Commandments
right.
are airing. I think ABC maybe.
Right, okay, good. Jen and Doug at 21 after on Good Day.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Because his former wife, Cynthia, passed away at her home in Spain. She was the mother of Julia. And there was a lot of hoo-ha about her, especially when Yoko Ono came on the scene and pretty much destroyed life for Cynthia, at least as far as her marriage is concerned. I hope she didn't destroy her life, per se. But she, Yoko Ono, didn't do much for the Beatles either in terms of helping them stay together. She was just one of those women
like Mata Hari.
Some people say, well, she's been overly criticized. No, she's just a bad person. And there's nothing that has come about that ever changed my mind about that. And it's too bad because most of the discussion about Cynthia Lennon passing, Jennifer, has been about Yoko instead of about Cynthia Lennon.
Right. Even in death, she's getting trumped, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, anyway. Joni Mitchell, not dead, but she needs some good vibes. Emma Watson, Kevin Bacon, among the celebrity well-wishers for this icon. There's probably not a single woman who had more impact on the folk era than Joni Mitchell. She's probably now getting to the point where the drug usage and smoking and the way she abused her body is catching
up with
her.
You, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, right. She's had a tough time of it. At any rate, so we'll hold a good thought for Joni Mitchell because she meant a lot for those of us who are appreciating music of that era. 25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. This is the point in the program in this hour, especially where we focus on the monologue material from last night. So we've got a little bit of Conan O'Brien and Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers here.
Well, there's more news about Indiana's religious freedom law that many are saying is anti-gay. More news about it. Indiana lawmakers claim they're going to tweak the new law to prove it's not discriminatory to gays. They say they're going to tweak it so it's not discriminatory to gays. Yeah. For example, they're lifting the ban on live tweeting the Tonys. That's going to go away. Apparently that was a law.
According to a new survey, almost half of the voters in Ohio, Florida, and Pennsylvania said that they do not trust Hillary Clinton. It's got to be worse when Hillary appeared behind them and went, "You shouldn't." No, that's right. Almost half of voters in Ohio, Florida, and Pennsylvania don't trust Hillary Clinton. Republicans immediately got together and said, "Okay, this is a huge opportunity for us. How are we going to screw it up? I need ideas, people. I need ideas."
All four NCAA Final Four coaches released a joint statement yesterday, saying they don't support Indiana's new religious freedom law and condemn discrimination of any kind. On the other hand, they all admitted that they do not care for short people.
Okay. Here's Ellen DeGeneres from her daytime program joking about people and the texting they're doing.
Lately, I've been really into texting emojis. And how many people use emojis? Yeah. How many people have forgotten how to read and write? It's easy because there's an emoji for everything. No one has to use words anymore. They just use pictures. We have, I don't know, you have people that I do. I have friends that just use a whole series of emojis, and then you have to guess what they're saying. You have people that... I have one friend, I'm going to call her Jackie, because her real name is Susan. So she texted me a cat, eyeballs, and a window. And I was like, what is that? And then cat, eye, glasses. Finally, I figured it out. Her cat got out, and she needs help finding it. And a minute later, I get a text from her, "Sorry, my toddler got a hold of my phone." So now there are these giant emojis. They're called Bitmojis. Do you use those? Yeah. Yeah. Bitmojis are like emojis, but they have a bit more OG. And
oh, gee.
Oh, gee.
Oh, gee. Jennifer and Doug, this is the Good Day program, and it's Friday, 28 past the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with David Korn and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, NFL rookie star Chris Borland has quit because of concerns about his safety over time. Implications?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ow! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then?
Somehow my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and David Korn. NFL rookie star Chris Borland of the 49ers announced his retirement after one season because of fears about his safety and health. Might this be the start of a trend?
I think for the time being, there will be always somebody else. I mean, it is the most popular sport now. It makes a tremendous amount of money. Once upon a time, boxing and horse racing were far more popular than they are now. And I think the real question is, what impact this has on other people doing the same, and how it sort of trickles down into what parents think about whether letting their kids play peewee football or high school football or college football.
I agree with everything that David said. This criticism of the NFL is a sublimated concern about the real thing that we're all kind of implicated on, at least if you're a fan at a certain level, which is you're watching a highly violent game that is doing damage to the minds and the bodies of these players. And it's very striking that someone, you know, at the top of the game who works so hard and has to be such an elite athlete on so many levels to attain that position on an NFL team would give it up.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with National Review's Rich Lowry and Mother Jones's David Korn.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you're on your way to work and you work for a mean person, we're here to fix that problem, at least until you get to work. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Friday it is. Senator Bob Menendez, defiant, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
He's defiant after the accusations that he is ripping, well, I don't know, he's not ripping a taxpayer off. He got $1 million in gifts and campaign contributions from a friend, and he did him a couple of favors. What's the big deal? Why are you concerned about that, Bob? I'm sorry. Too bad. Is he the only one in town who's done this? You see, that's the real hypocrisy here. Like, he's the only one.
Well, who has got caught. Well, and didn't he cross President Obama some time ago?
I don't know. I don't remember that. Did he?
I feel like he did.
This is a double.
It's a double cross. Yeah, it's a double.
Ooh,
I take your double cross and I up
and
you.
Double it. Yes.
Yes.
All right. He says he's not going anywhere. Well, he may not have
to jail. You know, I'm just going to stay right here. You guys come and get me.
All right. The religious freedom law, whatever the heck it's called. Governors in Indiana and Arkansas have signed bills that supposedly clarify the controversy of religious freedom law, which critics say give business owners a legal defense to discriminate against members of the LGBT community. I always get a kick out of that. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual.
Yeah.
But all of
the above is what I want to call them.
Right. Well, it looks like a light bulb company or something. Anyway.
Light bulb company.
The fix was proposed before passing through the legislature, making its way to Governor Pence. The update is released by lawmakers states that the religious freedom law does not allow any business to deny service to any customer, including on the grounds of sexual orientation or gender identity.
Mm-hmm.
So he, Governor Pence, said that resolving the controversy, making it clear that every person feels welcome and respected in our state, is best for Indiana. However, there's a but here.
A big but.
A big but. I like that's who is that?
I like big butts.
Sir Mix-a-Lot. Yeah. Okay. So there still is, however, an allowance for the fix. Still allows what, Jennifer?
Well, here's the thing. This law, can I give you my little
please
once over?
Yes, you may.
This law was really misinterpreted from the beginning. This was a law that was passed with, almost unanimous support in Congress in the early 90s, 93, I think.
But not with the same verbiage in it.
Yeah, no, the exact same verbiage. President Clinton signed the bill. State Senator President Obama in 2008 signed this bill when something similar came through. This is basically protecting people. People's religious freedoms. Now, it's not offering discrimination. Here's the fine line. So if I bake a cake, if I'm a cake maker, people use this example all the time, right? Mm-hmm. And someone says, hey, bake a cake for my wedding. It would be discrimination if I said, no, I'm not going to bake you a cake. What wouldn't be discrimination if I said, you know what, going to a gay wedding, setting up this cake, it's against my religion. I can't do it. That's what this bill protects you, and it protects you in the state, because already this is set up in federal government. This is a law that's already here on the federal level. This is just making it protecting you on the state level as well, and it just seems to be misinterpreted, and I think people got a hold of it and started doing some really pretty irresponsible things with it by causing this me versus him, you know, she and he war that continues to be like what exists in this country. We don't need more of that. We don't need more separation. It's ridiculous.
All right. The law prohibits discrimination based on race. Mm-hmm. And that sort of thing. And I think that's
the perfect example of who this law protects is the guy who is Muslim who, for his faith, wants to have facial hair, needs to have facial hair because it's mm-hmm. part of his faith.
Right.
And maybe he is a police officer. Maybe he's in a field where they don't let you have facial hair. He has to be clean shaven. This law protects him, saying, hey, you get to have facial hair because it's part of your religion.
Yeah. See, I don't know that a lot of people dug around in it, and the emotions that came out as a result of this were pure anger.
And they were perpetrated by the media, and then you get celebrities that get a hold of this, like Miley Cyrus, who starts tweeting, and all it does is just make people more and more angry and tense, and we already have the black and white issue. Now we're creating this gay versus, you know, religion.
All right, so in your opinion, does this still allow a bakery? If a guy comes in who's gay and he's getting married and he wants a cake, can the baker say to him, sorry, I'm not going to bake you a cake because you're gay?
It's going to make it much more difficult because they're adding new language to it which says that can't happen. But you know what's weird, Dougie?
But wait a minute, hold on. But does it, the bottom line, can I, if I'm running a bakery, bake a cake or not for somebody who's gay if I don't like gays?
I think that you still are going to be able to, on a level, say no, because here's what it gets me, and this is what I'm getting at with you. You run a business. I run a business.
Right.
Do you ever want the government telling you who you have to work with and who you can't work with?
Hmm.
To me, that's the most disturbing part of this whole conversation is, of course, I would never – look – I would never discriminate, and I trust that my neighbors are not going to discriminate as well.
There are a lot of bigots.
But there are, but I'm trusting that I'm talking about for my life. But do I want the government coming in and saying, you have to serve that person? That makes me a servant and not a business person. If I have to serve every single person that tells me I have to serve them, right?
The fix for this is not the government coming in and screwing around, although they think they have to be the big protector. What really is the bottom line is the marketplace itself. If you are a baker and you decide not to bake a cake for somebody who's gay...
Who wants you to bake their cake anyway?
Outside the store are protesters who are going to say, you wouldn't bake a cake for my friend because he's gay. I'm going to try to put you out of business.
Right.
That's the way to do it. Not have the government put you out of business, have the marketplace that says, I'm not going to do business with you because you don't set a standard that I appreciate. And sometimes that'll work and sometimes it won't work.
And then you just trust that the market's going to weed those bad people out. Because, look, if someone doesn't want to bake me a wedding cake, then I don't want them to bake me a wedding cake. I want to go to someone who wants to appreciate
that
and will do
that
a good job.
Cake.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want someone who's going to do a good
poison
job for me.
Are you putting into that cake the cream? Oh, man, that cream filling is so good, but what's in it?
Right.
What's
tastes
on the frosting?
Yeah.
Right. Tastes a little bit funny. Right. 19 before the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, springtime is here. And the fact that I'm doing my my semi-annual trek across the country back where I came from 2.5 months ago because of the horrible weather. The weather, there's only, instead of 8 feet of snow on the ground, there's only a foot left. And I'm figuring by the time I get back, it'll be gone. And so I look forward, as do you. Well, here in California, we've had the warmest winter that anybody can remember. It's been like summertime here all winter. So the people here are not looking for a new, rather lovely spring, but most of the country is. And with that comes the look in the mirror in the morning. And the wonder, how am I going to look better now that I'm outside more in the springtime in the beautiful, beautiful blue skies? I mean, I'm trying to make this very romantic. The lines, the puffiness, the bags under your eyes. Ooh, ugly. Take care of that, Jennifer. Call 800.
Thanks, I will.
543-9260. Well, you have been working both ends against the middle. This way. You'll be okay. Because I have given you some Genucel. You can use this to get rid of the puffiness, the lines, the bags under your eyes. You'll feel it working. That's one of the things I put it on, too. I use it. I don't get enough sleep when I'm out on the West Coast, so I need it as well. You'll use it, you'll love it, or your money back. Will you use it? That's up to you. Call this number, 800-543-9262. You ought to use it. Instant effects. Put it on tonight. You'll see tomorrow morning an improvement in the way your eyes look. 800-543-9262. Order it now, and they'll double the amount of Genucel that you get. So you buy for a 3-month supply, you pay X number of dollars, and they give you another 3-month supply free. 800-543-9262. The important thing is your eyes will look so much better, and you'll feel better about the way you look. 800-543-9262.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, and NMLS number 3030.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. 10 million square feet of flooring must be reduced. That means it's your chance to get laminate for 48% off, like our thickest and best 12 millimeter with attached pad for $149. Bamboo for 33% off, like hand scraped bamboo for $199. The lowest price of the season. Pre-finished hardwood for 38% off, like hand scraped hickory and other hardwood styles for $299. Plus more deals from 49 cents and no interest until 2017. The end of quarter clearance sale is going on now. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
Spring has sprung, and that means it's time to get serious about style, guys included. Style expert Wendell Brown says it all starts with grooming.
For $20 a month, Birchbox Man gives you high-end grooming and lifestyle products tailored to your personal profile. Order before April 11th to get a limited-time-only Mad Men-inspired box of products to help you channel your inner Don Draper.
Brown says every guy also needs a signature scent.
Lacoste introduces the new Jean fragrance to the L1212 collection, a fresh and citrusy addition to the collection.
And when it comes to completing your look,
don't let sweat stains or underarm odor ruin your confidence. Gillette Clear Gel Deodorant gives you 48 hours of odor and wetness protection, and it's the perfect size travel companion to keep you fresh on that spring getaway.
Finally, for that must-have accessory,
look good, feel good, and do good this spring choosing a tie from the David Finn Neckwear line. Sold exclusively online, each luxury tie helps support efforts to find veterans jobs thanks to a partnership with Hiring Our Heroes.
For more information, visit videopump.tv.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is Fake Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. There's Jennifer Horn. All the fakery aside, Jennifer's the real thing. It's 14 before the hour as we go down the road of life, one telephone pole at a time.
It's an interesting way to look at it.
It is, kind of. Names in the news. First, Louis Jourdan. How many people remember Louis Jourdan?
Refresh my memory.
He was an actor. But this is not about him. He's dead. There's a sailor whose name is Louis Jourdan, who was reported missing and has been gone basically for a couple of months. Discovered by the U.S. Coast Guard yesterday off the coast of North Carolina. Family of Louis Jourdan reported January 29th that he and his ship, the Angel, were missing, and nobody knew where he was.
Uh-oh.
So the Coast Guard sent out a rescue team, couldn't find him. They said today they found him, and they conducted a medevac, a helicopter rescue from his boat. There was a ship that rescued him. Apparently his boat went down, and it's sort of a movie. What was the last movie I'm trying to, in my mind, there were three guys in a boat. You remember
that? Perfect Storm.
No, it wasn't The Perfect Storm.
That was a good one.
Yeah, it was a good one. No, this was another story about some people in World War II who were captured. It was a good story. I don't know. It's not important to the story. The good thing is this guy is apparently going to survive. But imagine being out for 2 months in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, I can't imagine. How does that test your psyche?
How do you do that? Yeah, exactly. All right, speaking of testing your psyche, every time I hear something about Bruce Jenner, I go psychologically quiet because I think this is so much ooey about a guy whose time has long since gone. It's just about, okay, now let's see what kind of attention I can attract. The guy needs to see somebody, and he needs to see somebody fast, and I don't mean his wife. All right, so what's the story with this, Jen?
Well, Bruce Jenner has allegedly had more plastic surgery. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that wrong? Perfect. This time, reports are that he got a breast implant job there, Dougie. Yeah. He was seen on the street with these new little guys that he's test driving. According to Radar Online, they said Bruce had silicone breast implants put in a few weeks ago. And this is a direct quote. He went with a smaller implant because he didn't want to look ridiculous. Too late. The insider also claims that Bruce is now having to wear a bra as he recovers from surgery, but he's healing well. He said recovery hasn't been difficult. Surgery was pretty easy. He's not allowed to lift anything, and he has to wear the bra all the time, but he can resume his normal activities in the next 6 weeks. I know. He said that he may, he's reserving the right, once he gets used to these puppies, he may get bigger ones if he so feels like it down the road.
Okay. The story of Wendy Williams, who is a television host. She's done a lot of radio, had a wild and crazy career in the radio, became a television host, has quite a bit of credibility. I actually quite like her on TV, and every once in a while I pull out of the hat here a story from her program. She's very good at answering audience members' questions about things that go on in their life. Mm-hmm. Here she is talking to somebody who has a grandchild, and this person wants to take this grandchild out of the will because the grandchild dropped out of school. Here's her advice.
I have an 18-year-old granddaughter who's a senior in high school. She dropped out of school last week.
Why?
She only has a few months to go.
Who does that?
I have 16 other grandchildren. I took her out of my will, but she doesn't know it yet. Should I wait? Should I tell her now or wait till I die for her to find out?
You should tell her now. But wait a minute. I don't understand. Where are her parents to tell her it's corny to drop out of high school? It's bad enough there are a lot of people that don't go on to college either because they don't have the interest or they can't afford it. But it's real corny in 2015 not to have a high school diploma? Where is she going in her life?
She thinks that she's going to be the greatest singer ever. She is talented.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Good luck. Good luck. Get back in school. What are you doing?
Yeah. There's a chuckle around that, but there's a reality to it as well. Who in their right mind, 2 months away, what is there? This is April, so you got 2 months left.
You could finish.
And you drop out of school?
Teenagers don't know how short 2 months is.
Well, even that, I mean, what are you thinking about your future? And did you have any conversation with your parents about that at all? I would have throttled my kids. They just didn't come from that background because some families don't value an education. But come on. Common sense? Even at 17, you got to have some common sense. 51 after the hour, common sense would have you stick around for more of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, right?
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
On the Good Day program, technically speaking, we have three wonderful people here to help you through your day. One being Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Horn.
Hello.
Is here.
I'm here. And Shelley Palmer is here as well to talk with you about libraries across our country that use technology to keep you up with the times. This is something refreshing, good, great idea, gives them some value. Maybe you'll ask after you hear this, well, why do we need to go to the library? Well, Shelley will explain in a moment here on Good Day.
Do you want to learn how to earn commissions of up to 20% by laundering millions of foreign dollars?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's email security solutions keep email phishing attacks like this from entering your business network and any valuable data from leaking out. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about stopping email-borne threats, visit barracuda.com/email.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you stop by the Orlando Public Library, make sure you keep your cell phone on. It may seem out of the ordinary for a library to encourage you to use your cell phone, but Orlando's library system has a good reason. It wants its patrons to download an iBeacon app to receive location-triggered information. That means you can be browsing cookbooks and get a notification about an upcoming Cuisine Corner program hosted by a local chef, or walk through the fiction section and get information about new releases. While Orlando's library system has kept up with the changing tech landscape, it's far from the only library with iBeacons. Other libraries across the U.S. have started using the technology, too, to ping visitors with reminders about overdue books, let them know a book they reserved is ready for pickup, and more. We don't use the library the same way we used it 20 years ago, and libraries know they need to embrace technology, like iBeacons, to stay relevant in the digital age. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
On Monday, Josh Leibarger made his status
Face of the Mondays,
followed by a frowny face. It got one like and five comments, including dislike. Well, Josh, Geico also wants to make a comment to turn that emoji's frown upside down. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. With all that extra dough, why not give Monday a makeover? We see an office party in your future, hosted by you. Hashtag happy face, hashtag savings.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The most significant business expansion in Cuba is the online home sharing service Airbnb, which has opened up and is allowing American travelers now to book lodging online on the island. How many people have experienced Airbnb? I have not. It's supposed to be terrific. I'm thinking of doing that here in California. Sell my house and just go stay in an Airbnb.
There you go.
When I'm here. It's very
supposed
to be
very squatting, too, if you've got an empty house.
Yeah, I can do that.
It's like cheap Airbnb.
Right.
It's called squatting.
Anonymous threats against schools spread by smartphones and social media, forcing more school evacuations and more responses by police. There's an overview that's come out from the American Student Association or whatever, I don't know, Principal Association, that underscores how the digital age has changed what goes on in school. Kids who don't want to go to class. We were just talking about some Maroney who would drop out of school with 2 months left. Well, there are a lot of youngsters this time of year who are not happy. The weather's getting better. They want to get out of school. So they use their cell phones. They use their smartphones. They use whatever they have to create a situation in the school, as they can use their smartphones there's a fire down the hall. You know, that kind of stuff. And apparently it's being done. It's causing quite a... am I irresponsible? I was just thinking as I did that, am I giving somebody an idea? I hope not.
No.
Okay, good.
It's out there.
American Idol, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Taking a page out of The Voice playbook.
I noticed.
I know you're a big fan.
I love The Voice.
The first ever Idol fan save. Have you used it? Did you? It went into effect this week, I think, didn't it?
On American Idol? Yeah, the fan save? No, I don't. You know, I haven't been watching American Idol as much.
Yeah.
I love The Voice, though, which is kind of a, and that's a fun element to The Voice show, because sometimes the judges do get it wrong, and you want to be able to have your voice
heard. Or they don't have a choice between two really good artists.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. So this will save. Ryan will announce two contestants in the bottom two, give out their save hashtags, and you can immediately help determine which singer will get to stay. Really amazing how social media is affecting all of our lives.
First the Arab Spring, now you can save somebody on American Idol.
Isn't that great?
Technology.
Disney is making $1 million a day on their mobile game downloads. $1 million day.
Club Penguin is huge.
Yeah, apparently. Yep. Yep, all right. Then there's Zoom Zoom. Do you know about that? TSU
at Zoom Zoom.
50.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.